I won't be before you long. But this intro is coming out strong. Shout out to the hoodie man. What's really goody, man? They were more stacked than a cookie man. Ay. Most ignorant man in the hood. 330, throw it up. What's good? Battle rap recap, dynamic duo, Waybird, Wave Gang, understood. I'm the best, better ask around. If you don't think you can catch around, I get money all day doing intros. What you think? I sit around and do nothing, you out your mind. But it ain't about me, so hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And most importantly, put your hoodie up.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie. I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I am the hoodie man. He is
El Presidente, Commander in Chief, the nigga that delivers the State of the Union address. I am Wave Berg Slim.
And this episode we are talking about is Christian battle rap needed?
We off the record. We are off the record, bro.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wait, before we even continue.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all heard the greatest co-host in the world say we off the record, but I can't allow that because this topic is meant for the world. Maybe our last episode.
Oh, man. You know what?
Hey, this needs to be heard.
Hey, they might handcuff us after this one, bro.
This one is called, Is Christian Battle Rap? Moron in battle rap. What I mean is, can you talk holy in a realm of rap that is usually meant with killing, fucking another person's baby mother?
Yeah.
Everything that's not holy is what is cherished.
The least holy of holiness, bro.
Is what's cherished in that. So to bring holiness in something that's not holy, to me, is very dumb. And we're going to talk about that today. And the reason why I feel that this conversation needs to be had is because you will never meet a Satanist who has a picture of Jesus Christ in their room.
That's a fact.
Just like you will never meet a Christian, a diehard, who will have books
real
of
Christian.
Satanism in their room. So
a
my
real Christian.
These two realms never coexist.
They cannot.
So to bring one into battle rap, when battle rap is more of Geechee Gotti quotes, I'll put the ratchet under your roof like your daughter a hoe. We don't need Bible scriptures said to us in battle rap. And this is no shade towards niggas who do it good, like A-Ward.
That's a fact.
Edward is excluded from this conversation because
he
does it correctly. He doesn't stay strictly on speaking holy. He just lets you know that's what his faith is.
That's his belief.
He doesn't be like, well, if I was God, such and such and such and such would an iron rod. He doesn't do that dumb shit.
And he don't lose to sucker ass niggas.
Oh, we about to get into it. So with that being said, I know that Jay-Z a long time ago did a song called DOA, Death to Auto-Tune. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to do a Death to Christian battle rap. And this is where this episode comes in. I'm going to give it to El Presidente so he can do what he does best. And then I will give you guys my take right after that.
It's time to go to work. Now, if you are going to do that Christian angle. Do I believe that Christians belong in battle rap? Yeah. Because everyone else belongs. You know, we got Tech N9ne, who's an alleged pedophile.
You got, don't forget the battle rapper J2. He's an open homosexual and battle Lady J. Yoshi.
That's a fact.
Yoshi on RBE.
That's a fact. If pedophiles, homosexuals, a person who openly confesses to murder every time he gets on the stage, Geechee Gotti, if he belongs, Christians belong. All right? My thing is, if you are going to go with the Christian angle, you have to hold yourself to a higher standard. And you're like, oh, that's not fair. Why do the Christians have to hold themselves to a higher standard? Well, in society, Christians hold themselves to a higher standard. The ones that are really about that life. So if you want to do it here, you have to hold yourself to a higher standard. You cannot be coming to 3-round battles with a round and a half. You are not to play the race card against a white man if you are a Christian. You are, there are certain you have to do that are above and beyond what other battle rappers do because you choose to take that angle. Is it fair? Maybe not. But being right, being a Christian, that's not fair. Because you're choosing not to partake in things that other people in the world choose to partake in. So that it's not fair. They can get away with doing things religiously that you cannot. So it's not fair. And to be honest, fair is a place that you judge pigs. You know what I'm saying? Like, fair is not the world. So the standard you choose to hold yourself at is going to be the standard that other people choose to hold you. So if you want to come to a battle with a round and a half in a 3-round battle, you are going to be judged more harshly because you choose to use an angle that allows that to happen. If you represent the Father, then you have to perform to a higher standard. It is to me. All right? But let me get into these other niggas. These views are of El Presidente, Waveberg Slim. They do not necessarily mean these are the words of the Wave, nor are they necessarily the words of the Hoodie Man.
But
I want to be held solely accountable for my words that I'm about to speak.
Oh, go ahead.
You have many people in the battle rap community that use the Christian angle, the Christian title, to their advantage when they get into situations that they feel like, oh my goodness, this is too big for me. Let me involve God for sympathy. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, take my word for it. You don't have to believe what I'm saying, but I'm going to give you my thoughts. I'm going to give you my angle. Crucial 13, you my nigga. You my nigga. You bro. I promise you. But I'm about to talk about your boy. So you might want to turn this off right now. Battle Truth. You are a government weapon. You are sent here to the battle rap community to push a narrative. Probably people are like, oh, this nigga on some conspiracy shit. He just talking. Blase splee. This, that, and the third. But let me elaborate on this. Battle Truth is well known to have gone through a prison term when he was 18 years old, where a thought came to his head to ask his cellmate to give him some head. Did I say he asked his cellmate? No. Did I say he let these thoughts known to his cellmate? No, he didn't, as far as he says, okay? As far as he says. I'm going to go, that's where I'm going with it. But the nigga, when he explains that it was only a thought, he says, this is whatever it is he says. It was only a thought. I didn't act towards doing this with my cellmate, Blase Splee. This nigga, but the nigga is trying to normalize that thought process. Okay? When a man is going to admit that he had the thought pop in his head, that is not normal. Okay? Never in my years on this planet have I ever thought to have some shit like that. Okay, he was in prison. I don't give a damn. The nigga was 18. He said he had been in there 6 months. Bro, niggas done went on further stretches without the wet stuff than 6 months. He was locked in with his cellmate for 6 months. A homo. A prison buddy, a butt buddy, whatever you want to call him. He was in that cell with him for 6 months, and that thought came through his head. That is not normal for a straight individual. But whenever that comes up, he wants to normalize it. Oh, I was locked up. Oh, his demon tried to influence me, but I pushed it out of my nigga. That is not normal. That is not normal. You are pushing the closet gay agenda. I don't care if a nigga is gay. I don't care. That's your life. You choose to live it that way. That's fine. But do not be that nigga in the closet. If that's what you are, then be that. But don't be a nigga that's going to sit here and try to persuade regular niggas that having gay thoughts is normal. I'm spitting bars that's going over some niggas' heads. But the truth and the fact of the matter is that shit is not normal. When he explains it that way, it's not normal. Don't let that normalize it. If there is a young person, an old person that has these thoughts, I want you to know it is not normal. Don't listen to this dude sit up here and explain it that way to make you think that it is, because it is not. If you have those thoughts, you don't want them, then you need to seek help. If you have those thoughts and it's okay to you and you want to go ahead and follow through with them, then go ahead. But don't be that nigga that's faking like, oh, you know what? I had them thoughts, but it was just a thought. I pushed it out of my head. Nah, nigga, this shit ain't normal. It's not normal. Don't let that nigga sit up here and make you think it's normal when it is not. And I'm not done. The nigga also had a 15-year-old girlfriend when he was in his 20s. Okay? He says that he did not know, he was not aware of the young lady's age. He had multiple children with the young lady. Okay? And the way he tries to normalize it, this is the government weapon shit I'm talking about. The way he tries to normalize it is by saying, oh, I didn't know her age. I wasn't aware. You know what, bro? I've been on this earth way more years than 20, bro. But by the time I hit 18, I was looking at females that was older than me. Okay?
I'm all ears. I'm listening.
I'm not saying that that is the normal way of thinking. I'm not saying that all males need to be looking at, once you hit 20, you need to be looking at 24, 25-year-old females. But if you cannot tell a 15-year-old by having conversation, then they're, it's that is not normal thought processes. And you may have been one of those dudes that, you know, might be a little, you know what I'm saying, naive to things. So I'm not going to kill you on it. But by the time you had this female, this young lady pregnant, and by the time she had that baby, her date of birth was on your child's birth certificate. You would have been made aware of her age. Okay? And this is the bare minimum. You know what I'm saying? This is not bringing into effect the account of hood chatter or your homeboys talking like, oh man, maybe that girl be at the high school games in the winter time. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is regardless of any of that. At the bare minimum, that first child, you knew her age. And you knew the age she was when you first started dealing with her. The dude is trying to normalize older niggas messing around with younger females and not knowing their age. Not one time has a nigga said, you know what, I really did fuck up. Not one time. Anytime that subject is approached, it's always, oh, I didn't know her name. I didn't know her age. She used to fuck with the ballers. She used to do this. She was stripping in the strip clubs. She was doing this. She was doing, nigga, when are you going to hold yourself accountable? Whether you knew or not, you did it. Nigga, that's like a nigga letting off around in the hood, not directed at anybody, but a nigga get hit. Nigga, you still killed him.
Yeah.
No matter what. You cannot normalize this shit, bro. And as a nigga who wants to sit up and claim Christian, you would have held yourself accountable. You would have been like, once the shit came, you know what? I really did fuck up. I should have been paying more attention to what I was doing. You would use that as a teaching moment so other niggas wouldn't fall into doing the same shit you did. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But instead, you want to use all of these excuses as to why you did it. Nigga, that's not Christian. It's not. You want to use your sins and try to normalize them. You're a government weapon that's trying to pass down this bullshit to other people, bro. You want other niggas to make the same mistakes you did because you aren't man enough to hold yourself accountable for the mistakes you made. And the number one nigga is your homeboy, Jahad. Me and my brother already went in on how this nigga likes to manipulate either younger, they gotta be younger, or females in vulnerable positions.
Gotta be younger. Ain't no bitch with her P's and Q's and grown gonna deal with that shit. That's why he over there getting A-Town stumped in bathrooms.
You know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing. I hadn't thought about that. Jahad, my nigga, this is a nigga who admitted publicly he likes to be peed on. I also want to say that he didn't say a gender as to who was peeing on him in his face. Pause.
At all.
He did not say, oh, I like to be peed on in my face. Like, what the fuck, nigga? You submissive like that, bro? Oh, submissive ass Jahad.
Submissive ass nigga.
Either you won't. Damn, I hate to say this. Either you want somebody to pull one out and piss in your face, pause, or you want a female to squat over your nose and piss on your forehead. Something wrong with you, bro. Something wrong with you.
That boy needs psychiatric help.
That nigga needs help. There is no real man that wants that shit done to him. There is no real man. Ain't no real man submissive to that point, bro.
Just walking the house like, honey, I'm home. I'm laying down on the floor whenever you're ready.
Will you pee on me?
Whenever you're ready to urinate, just let me
know. Oh, yo, I, you know what, man? I can't even say have a female piss in my face without pausing that shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck? What the fuck wrong with you, dog? Nigga, if you don't stand up, motherfucking get a job, poke your chest out, and go earn a paycheck, nigga, there's something the fuck wrong with you, bro.
My nigga live in
Nigga, I done heard of motherfucking bedroom quirks, my nigga, but you want motherfuckers pissing in your face. What the fuck wrong with this nigga, bro?
Bruh, but here's the thing I will give him. He a smart nigga. He never give up his address to where he being peed on. So y'all never know who he with when the action occurs. I'm just saying, y'all.
And, you know, and the nigga got a wild gay past, though, bro. I mean, that ain't even no lie. Because you remember when Queens Flip laid hands on him, right?
No.
The reason why Queens Flip laid hands on the nigga is because he made a blog about Queen Flip's private area, bro. This is real shit.
Oh, my God.
This is real shit, bro.
All the On Hoodie audience, if you are not familiar with this, get ready because the greatest co-host in the world is about to give y'all a lesson in
history. We finna go there.
We got a lesson in history.
Jahad made a blog. See, all right, let me take it back to the beginning. A female came out on Queen Flip, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, we were sleeping together, we was doing this, blase, split, this, that, and the third. Queen's Flip was, you know, he was a married man, so, you know, she was basically putting out that he was cheating on his old lady, whatever. It wasn't nothing big, you know what I'm saying? Like that other situation.
Right.
If you a married dude, you know what I mean? Like, okay, and niggas ain't really going to be discussing that. Well, not Jahad. Not Battle Truth. The Them niggas be on they Wendy Williams ass. motherfucking. Oh, I'm finna tell a motherfucker business type shit, right? But Jahar makes a blog saying, oh, you cheated on your wife and your D little. I knew it.
Pause.
Pause. Nigga, what do you mean you knew it? How did you, what gave you the inclination that this man thing little? Pause.
Why do you care?
Why are you think? Why do you care? Why is this on your mind? Right? That's what a straight man to think, right?
He can't sit at the table with us straight folk.
Nah, bro. He don't belong with us. Mm-mm. He don't belong with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, a female could come out on me today like, oh, your thing little. Well, bitch, you had it in your mouth. You was gagging like a motherfucker, snot coming down your nose when you was trying to get it all in there.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay, you won't sit up here and call it small. Hey, whatever, motherfucker. If you used to them 30-inch pipes, that's fine. But, you know, hey. But I know you were struggling with mine. So, all right, cool. Whatever you want
to
say.
But for a nigga to say that?
But for a nigga to say it. You are coming out of the closet. You feel me?
Queens Flip is justified for putting his hands on
me. And putting hands on this nigga. He's justified. I don't care if you had you and your cousin jump the nigga. I don't give a fuck. The nigga is a closet homosexual. Okay?
It makes sense why he can't never keep a woman.
That's a fact. Because that's not what he wants. Okay? So, that's the reason why that shit happened. The nigga is in the closet. Because ain't no straight nigga by any means. Out of everything that female said, the size of that man's private area should not have been able to stick in your head.
Whatsoever.
Okay? You feel me? Because a real nigga know that is the first lie a female gonna go to when you done did her a certain type of way. All right? You did her a certain type of way. First thing she gonna do to try to save face is say something about your thing. That's just how it go. You know what I mean? But this nigga, out of everything she said, that's what he took from it. Okay? The nigga's a homo. Jahar's old lady, the one that he was asking another female for head, all I'm going to tell you is pray it was a female. This nigga getting straight shots right now, yo. Fuck you, Jahar.
From real niggas' point of view, he's from point of view. Remember,
you know what I'm saying?
He's from a simp's point of view.
From a simp's point of view. But y'all niggas want to claim this Christian shit whenever you feel like you can use it. Because whenever Battle Truth gets confronted with some shit, I was doing this to help somebody. Oh, when I admitted to wanting head from my cellmate,
what
I was trying to help a female from committing suicide. Huh?
I was going to tell you, what would Jesus do looking to face ass nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they get confronted with some real nigga shit, when real niggas confront them with, oh, nigga, you want it. The thought came to your head to get your dick sucked by another nigga, or Jahad come with, oh, this nigga got a little thing. The first thing they go to is, oh, I was trying to help a female with, and it's always a female. I was trying to help a female with not committing suicide. Or Jahad go with, oh, I was trying to save your marriage to keep you from sleeping with other female. Nah, nigga. Nah, nigga. Your gay instincts came out.
You know what? Now that you got me thinking about it, who's to say that what a simp's point of view was saying on his blog wasn't a lie and the real reason you got kicked out is because old girl found out you were a homosexual. But you can't tell us that.
Bro, it makes sense, bro.
It makes so much sense, though, now. It you do. Keep getting kicked out of play. Bitches tolerate a lot of shit. Bitches tolerate a lot of shit. I know a bitch right now who will stay with her nigga no matter if that nigga cheat on her with one bitch or 75,000 millions, whatever type of amount of bitches you want to say you fucking. Just because they're a connection. You know what I'm saying? The mm-hmm. He doesn't wait long to build a connection because he know once his secret gets out, he's getting the boot anyway. That's why he never stays nowhere. A bitch will tolerate you cheating if you a breadwinner or if you real with her or if you really love her. Some people will tolerate that. You don't get toleration because your secret is just too much for a bitch.
That's a fact.
It's way too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. And that's what... And guess what? When this comes to the light, y'all heard it here first. Only on the Dynamic Duo. Y'all heard this first. If it comes out like this, we said it first. I'm trying to tell y'all. The niggas.
A lot of times, bro, when a nigga jumped to female, like a nigga like a simp's point of view do, where you can go from having a baby with one 2 months later, engaged to one, to breaking up with that one, because and now you got a whole another female that you're talking about marrying all within 6 to 8 months is because you are running from something.
Okay.
You're running from something.
What? We don't know.
You're trying to prove to yourself that you are a man. The other dude, 7 kids, by 5 baby mamas. Nigga, you running from something. I mean, these is facts, bro.
They is.
Look here, my nigga. I'm gonna get a little personal.
Do
you know what I mean? I've had my days where I was going from female to female. But I wasn't nutting in them.
These niggas don't know what a condom is.
You know what I'm saying? And the reason why these niggas is trying to prove something, bro, it's not about, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we got something going on. Blase Splee, this leads to that, that leads to that. We do something. These niggas is trying to prove that they a man through having multiple partners like that, bro. It's not like, okay, damn, me and her cool. I came over to see her. Now she want to do this. Whoop-de-whoop, shit happened. You know what I'm saying? That shit niggas do in their early 20s. Niggas be beyond that point. And doing all this with all these many partners because they trying to prove their manhood to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because somewhere along the line, that manhood was either tested, taken, or they're trying to prove it to themselves.
That's all factual.
That's all factual. Because once you hit a certain age, it's like, okay, motherfucking one mouth good as the next.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? Like, once you done had so many of them, it's like, okay, they really don't do too much different.
What's
so why am I out here searching and doing all this? What am I? Why would I get out of my bed with one to go to another one? Why would I burn that time and gas money? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit a nigga mind start thinking at a certain point. But you have these niggas that's in their mid-20s or niggas beyond that, like the other dude that's doing all of this, like, to where you are nutting in 5 different women to get 7 kids. Nigga, you are trying to prove something to yourself.
Facts.
At that point. At that point, bro. Because at a certain age, you will have either a certain age or a certain situation. You will have told yourself, all right, I'm doing too much. by the time that second or third baby mama done came along, you'll be like, okay, I'm going to stop doing this. What the fuck? What am I doing? I'm creating all these families here, here, and there. But why? Nigga, it's because something chasing you. You're trying to prove your manhood at that point. You know what I'm saying? And that's because somewhere along the line, you feel like you lost it. That's a fact, bro.
That's a bar.
Ain't that much horny in the world. Ain't that much horny in the world, bro. Because at a certain point, it starts affecting your pocket. Okay? And a man will think about his pocket before he'll think about his dick.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because you gonna need that pocket to get more pussy. Okay? So once that pocket starts getting affected, then you will start slowing down. Unless you are running from something. And them two cats, them fake Christians, is running from their homosexuality. That's why they hit it off so good.
Shit.
How does a nigga get on their platform? 20 something thousand people is subscribed to their platform, bro. Call you a pedophile. Say that you are grooming your girlfriend's youngest child to become your girlfriend years later. Insinuating that you are kissing this young child in the mouth because you want to make her your sexual partner years later behind your girlfriend's back. Think about somebody saying that about you, bro. And you can turn around and be this person's friend after that. That's beyond a friendship, okay? You ever wonder, you ever had a homeboy that will be with a girl and she'll cheat on that nigga in the worst way, either with his best friend or his cousin or his brother, and then you be like, damn, bro, how you get back with her after that? you ever seen that?
Yeah, many a time.
Many a times, right? There is a love. There is a sexual tension between those two brothers, bro. I don't care what a nigga think about what I'm saying, because that's the only reason a person will do what they do. A nigga that will call you that deep of a pedophile to say that you are grooming a young lady that you have been around since she was a couple months old because you dating her mama, to say you are grooming that baby to be your sexual partner. Like, how low is that person calling you, Hoodie?
Man, listen, bro, a nigga get fucked up off nigga.
Behind shit like that, right?
Yeah, you get fucked up. And my personal take on it too, because, and I'm going to let my brother continue after this because he's cooking right now. Only thing I got to say is I've noticed that sexual deviance, people whose sexualities are really, really high, cover it up with Christianity.
That's a fact.
Saga is a compulsive masturbator. And say that you found God is why.
Spit bars, bro.
But, and not saying that we would want this information or confirmation, but we have no proof that you have stopped your sin. You might be masturbating so much that you choke during your battle.
That you can't remember your rounds.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't even remember your rounds because you're too
gay to fire.
Like, you too big. Worried about, thank you.
Cherokee to ass.
Your chicken too. You might be in mid sentence and be
bootylicious.
I gotta go look up
some lethal lips. Like, Queen Scully.
You feel me? And
Mariah Mills.
And it's just not just it's him dummy. Because my brother know what I'm talking about. A lot Dang. Of people
you spitting bars,
bro. Who have sexual like problems, who can't control their sexuality, say they seek God but don't really do it. It's just a
Shout
cover
out to Mariah
up.
Mariah Mills.
It's just a cover up so they can continue their sin, but you won't suspect them because they use God.
Facts, bro.
You know how many Catholics touch little boys and y'all not gonna put it towards them because they were Catholic at first,
quote unquote,
in the eyes of God, until we got start getting millions of
quote unquote. Them be the main niggas using that Christian stuff. You right.
Like, bro, they cover it up. So when I see a Christian battle rapper, it's just my personal take. Like bro said, my views are not of El Presidente or any Wave gang member. This is me. But I hear Christian battle rappers. Only thing that's in the back of my mind is what have you done?
Damn, that's a bar.
What have you
done? And what are you hiding?
Because there's no reason to take that rapping route if you haven't done something or you do something behind so closed doors that is so distasteful.
That's a bar.
Dissatisfying. That is so disgusting that if we find out, we would cancel you. So you run with the God shit.
That's a bar.
But that's just my personal take. You won't hear no more from the hoodie man because I'm ready to end the segment. I just had to get that out there. Y'all Christian niggas.
That's a bar. Damn, that's a bar. Damn. What was I saying, bro? Like, shit, that was a bar.
Bro.
These old Sandusky-ass niggas.
I had to get out, bro, a lot of them
sexual deviant-ass niggas, bro.
Doing something behind closed doors, and they can't.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Use God. Saga can't get
First
on there.
First thing they like, jump out with.
Saga can't get on there and be like, I'll jerk a nigga like how I do my chicken, nigga. Battle rap like that.
You're right.
Stop listening. You're right. Gotta use God. But you're nasty.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And a lot of the other ones are nasty too.
That's a fact. And even, bro, like.
You said battle truth. He used hey. Christianity. He's nasty. We talked about a
He a nasty dude.
Simple point of view. You say you a Christian, you nasty, you nigga.
He a dirty dude.
Y'all are taking the label.
This dude be talking about getting head to the point to where like, bro, you'll let anybody do it, bro.
Bruh, the
straight
nigga,
up.
The nigga, this is what kills me. This is what kills me with the niggas.
Uh-huh.
Y'all have taken the term Christianity and made a mockery of it. I don't know if
That's
that was I don't know if that was y'all plan. I don't know if y'all
government weapon, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it seemed like to me because y'all are trying any way to defend God in any way possible. Because it's not like God don't accept people for their sins and who they is.
That's a fact, man.
But the fact that you are going to use his name and then go right back to the fuck shit that you be doing and then try
right.
to up, ain't nobody hearing that. Like, y'all talking about B-Dot, but B-Dot is not a Christian. He's an activist. It's totally different. He would rather stab every white person in the world just so black people can win. That is different, my nigga. Activism and battle rap. You can't be white and be an activist because then that makes you racist. I'm sorry. It's a double standard. I'm sorry.
Right.
But
you're right.
And you're an activist, that works. But to be Christian... And battle rap, if you're not doing what A-War does, shut the fuck
and trying to normalize the fuck shit. Oh man, I be wanting head so bad, so I just be I'll be asking these random females or something or man, my nigga, I was in prison when I was 18, 6 months. I was in there with a homo a thought came to my head. You trying to normalize it. That those are not normal thoughts. Niggas got real life sexual demons, bro.
Mm-hmm. And they cover it up with battle rapper fucking.
They come to this community to cover up their sexual deviancy. Tech N9ne. That's what he did. What's his name? Chris Unbiased. That's what he did. Battle Truth. Malachi. That's what you did. Fans Point of View. Jahad. That's what you did. Like, y'all niggas came to this community because these people are so accepting that they will excuse those BS reasons that you are for the way you are. You want to pass on and make it seem like these thoughts are normal when they are not. Ain't no straight nigga can go 6 months without getting some head. Gonna be thinking about getting a nigga to suck their dick, bro. Pause. You know what, man? You know what? Fuck the pause shit. It's just gonna come. Ain't no straight nigga going 6 months without head thinking about getting a nigga to suck their dick, bro.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all, my nigga. Because by the time that 8 months come, you letting that sissy suck your dick.
Listen, it is never that hard for a straight man to want to do something gay. For money, for preference, for anything. There is nothing in the world. Like right now, listen. I could be struggling to the point where I don't have no money, no place to live. Uh-huh. I'm gonna get my next meal, and I'd rather die before the thought comes across my mind that I have to do something homosexual to survive.
Facts,
because I'm a straight man. It's just never that.
It's not gonna happen, bro. I'd
rather die right there with just breadcrumbs and nothing to your name before you like, you know what? Fuck this. I got a life to live. I'll take one. No, you're not taking none. So when y'all do it willingly, and we know your life is not in jeopardy.
Willingly.
It's volumes. It's not like somebody got a gun to your head or you don't know where.
Not at all, bro.
Y'all have no life-threatening situation that puts y'all in a homosexual situation.
Shoot me!
None. And to be technically honest, it's offensive to homosexual people because they're like,
yes, it is.
They're like, we are this way because of our reasoning. We don't hide behind.
Right. Because these thoughts come to our head.
Y'all know the thoughts come to y'all head, but y'all don't want to lose your straight friends. So you're like, listen, bro, I just saw this badass bitch. When really in your mind, when you say bitch, you're talking about the nigga on the football team.
You are a government weapon.
We talking about the cheerleaders, and you over here like, yeah, that's a bad bitch, but you looking at the football game, and we looking at the cheerleaders.
You are a government weapon sent here to normalize that thought process. That shit is not normal. How does nigga say a thought popped in my head that I had to force out? Nigga, what? Nigga, you need to see. Bro, look here. There is no fucking way. I want to start this off by saying there's no fucking way a thought like that would pop in my head. If a thought like that pop in my head, I'm going straight to the psychiatrist. Because there's no fucking way I'm just going to allow this. Like, tell me what's wrong with me. I need to know.
What's going on?
What's going on? Psychiatrist, come outside. Tell me what's going on with me.
this nigga gonna sit up here and get it on YouTube in front of all these people and try to normalize. He tried to normalize it. That's what he's doing. You have an agenda, Battle Truth. You have an agenda. That shit is not hidden anymore. Like, we got a podcast. We can bring this shit out. Niggas be too scared to bring it out on YouTube. They don't want they channel flagged and all that. But on a podcast, on Anchor, shout out to the Anchor app. We can talk about real shit. Like, nigga, you are gay. You have gay thoughts. You are trying to normalize gay thoughts to the battle rap community. You have a problem. If you do not want to be gay.
Real shot.
If you do not want to be gay, you need to go see a psychiatrist about why you have those thoughts. Because it didn't stop there. Nigga, that what you want to call it you're so quote unquote religious, you want to call it a demon. A demon came to you and made you think that. So, bruh, there's only a couple of demons that could be in. The demon of homosexuality or the demon of lust. You were either thinking of being gay or you were lusting after that man's mouth.
Man, listen, that's just what I was about to get into. A demon works with influence. You got to want that.
You have to want it. You have to want it.
Want it. Like, there's no point. You can't sell your soul just because you want to. You got to have a want. That's how it works. The devil's facts, like, bro. Nigga. You got to want that.
Facts. For him to get.
But that's where I'm at. That's where I'm ending it. Because we, I don't want us to ramble on these niggas.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here 4 or 5 hours.
We'll be here 4 or 5 hours. So I am the Hoodie Man. He is
El Presidente Wayberg Slim. Shout out to the Wave Gang. Y'all my niggas forever.
Don't forget to donate to the Cash App. That's Cash.
Shout out King Crow.
Hoodie Man 1789.
My nigga.
Donate
to the Cash App. Shout out EJ Always.
Donate to the Cash App.
Shout out my nigga. It's Glock. I be hearing the outro, bro. It's Glock.
Shout out to
the Glock. Technology Facts. Delicate Jewel. My nigga. Just call me Monty, responsible for the dopest intro in the game.
Yeah, that
DJ Ladybug.
It's fire. It is.
Facts, bro. Pretty Money. My nigga.
Shout out to the whole wave. Like I was saying, y'all already know what it is. Don't forget to donate to the Cash App. It's cash.app/.
Hold on.
EBK. And we out here, man. We out here. You know what I'm saying? It's dynamic duo. Y'all, please,
sis,
man.
It's all love. I love you, babe.
Follow Dynamic Duo everywhere. We're on all podcasting platforms, ladies and gentlemen. It's been real. We've had fun. And I want to elaborate one more time before we leave. Donate to my damn Cash App. It is cash.app.
Free game.
1789.
The game been free for too long.
It's been free way too long. If I didn't hear the last part, it's Hoodie Man 1789. I will leave it on the YouTube when I drop this video. With that being said, love, peace, and chicken
grease on Hoodie.
Y'all already know. Oh, I can't wait till this go up. Y'all gonna love this one.